What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Wave Break Podcast. I've really been loving the awesome feedback you guys have been sending my way. It's helped me out a lot. It's kept me motivated, kept me on track, and keeps me wanting to improve and bring better interviews to you guys. So thanks so much for that. If you're new here, I'm your host, Dylan Kelly, and I am the founder of Wavebreak. We help Shopify stores maximize their email marketing revenue. If your email marketing isn't cutting it, you want more repeat purchases or higher email revenue, listen to this. We've created a system that consistently grows a Shopify store's revenue by 20 to 30% or more using email. To learn more about the system, you can go to our website. It's wavebreak.co. Link is in the show notes, and you can request a free consultation. We'll hop on a quick call, and we can talk about how we can apply the system to your Shopify store. And now to the podcast today, what we're talking about is I've got a sweet guest for you guys. Her name is Lynn McNeilis. She's the co-founder of Fave 4, and it's a hair product company. Her competition is fierce because it's full of big brands with lots of money to spend. In this episode, you're going to learn how she stands out in such a competitive space. To get started, what is Fave 4?
Fave 4 is a professional hair care brand that we started with the consumers and the hairdressers in mind. So we wanted products that would be easy to use, easy to sell, easy to understand, and also have a lot of fun in the development. So people had fun using them, and we could create a little community around that through social media and through, you know, all of our professional connections.
Awesome. And what's your role look like over there?
Oh gosh, we're a small startup company. So that could be anything from, you know, product development to sales to sending out FedEx packages. So I'll tell you the real deal, right? It's just being able to work with the team to dream up the products, you know, how we want to market them, how we're going to develop them to help people get better hair, save time, you know, all of the above. How can we be creators at the same time as, you know, helping people?
When did you start the company?
We started about 4 years ago with four products, actually. And we have blossomed from there.
So you started with four products. How many products do you have now?
Oh gosh, over 25.
Nice. So you're growing. So how do you know, like, what was the process of coming up with new products to add and figuring out, like, were customers asking for it, or how did that work?
Well, since the brand was Fave 4, we wanted to create products that were the favorites. We didn't want it to be, you know, too confusing for hairdressers and their clients. We wanted it to be easy to understand. So we took our four concept and built on that. So we launched with four hairsprays and really just drilled down to what do you need your hairsprays to do. You know, if you needed a light hold, a firm hold, add texture, or you needed a spray to, you know, use with your heat tools. So we wanted to make sure it was really easy to navigate through the four products that we launched at a time. And so then the next four products we launched were our styling creams. And so then we took the same sort of approach to the styling creams and we said, what are people looking for? We need to address curls, straight, volume. And then we had a new product that we launched, which was an air dry cream. And then we really just kept going from there. But it was always came down to what problem could we solve?
Was this your own itch that you were trying to scratch or?
selfishly, sure. One of the formulations was I needed definitely, but luckily thousands and thousands of other women needed it too. So that was a good choice on our part. But yeah, I mean, as women, we all certainly have some of the same issues, whether it's dealing with humidity or static or limp hair or hair that won't hold a curl. We all have these same hair woes that we have to deal with each and every day. So if we can come up with something that will make this process a little bit easier, not break the pocketbook and be fun to use, then we'll consider that a success.
I like it. And so you have like, is it three customers? So you have the direct to consumer, you have the salons, and then wholesale. Is that right?
That's right.
And so what's it like marketing to, because those are three totally different people. How do you reach all those people and market to them? And we can just go one by one if that's easier.
No, totally. And you know, when we just had a new product launch, we launched a 1 minute hair mask. So traditional hair masks would be 10 minutes processing time or 5 minute processing time. We worked with our chemist to jam pack this moisture mask with ingredients that would really penetrate the hair fiber and get amazing benefits in just 1 minute. Well, using that, you know, that same kind of concept, you know, we talk to the consumer with a time saving sort of, you know, message where we're all so busy. We are, you know, running around. You probably, you know, we're all, you know, whether you're a student or you're a mom or you're a business person, it's all about time saving, water conservation. You're in the shower less time. You know, when we take that message to our salons, it's much more about saving time at the back bar with their clientele. You know, their time is precious too, and time is money for them. So that's also a big deal for them. And when we talk to our wholesale, it's about, you know, working with them so that they can work with their salons. So it's taking that message and just massaging it a little differently so that they understand how this product can help them at their jobs or them at home or them in their businesses.
I love like focusing on this specific pain point to this specific person instead of trying to kind of like be like all things to all people. It's like you're focusing in on what they really want and what they really need and then going after them like that.
Totally. And that's what, you know, even working with Shopify has helped us because we're able to really segment those consumers and those salons and, you know, our wholesale, we're able to just talk to them directly and be able to put, you know, fun promotions or special deals in place so that, you know, we can maximize, you know, their needs as well.
So let's start here. Like, how are you reaching your direct to consumer customers?
So we have, luckily, we had a pretty decent Instagram following from the beginning when before Instagram and Facebook implemented these algorithms and kept changing the algorithms. We were able to really talk directly to both our salons and our consumers through our Instagram posts. Obviously, it's been much more of a challenge in recent times, and you can, I think everyone is aware of that. So we were able to attract these customers and these purchasers through Instagram. But since then, we have broadened our presence and do more on Pinterest and through Facebook. So as you can see, it's a pretty large social media marketing strategy. And, but that's great because, well, that's where our people are, right? But we do have a pretty large email database that we use. So really just trying to have people see us in various places so that we're always on top of mind.
All your eggs aren't in one basket, Instagram anymore. Now you're on Facebook, you're on Pinterest, you're doing email stuff. Are you running paid ads on Pinterest and Facebook, or is it all organic?
We do, and we've been playing around with that as well. So we've been playing around with sponsored posts and boosted posts, but then we also have been looking at the advertising campaigns and just trying to change it up because we want to be there and we want to be in front of our target audience, but we also don't want to be a nuisance. So it's about finding that good balance between being annoying and being, you know, really good at what we're doing.
And now, is your business mostly, like, are your customers mostly consumers, salons, wholesale? Like, who makes up the majority of your customer base?
Let's see. I would say you know what, though? That's kind of a trick question. So if we're going to talk about people, there's certainly more consumers. But if we want to talk about how many, you know, products that move, it'll be through our wholesale. Just because of the way that, you know, the business works and the discounts that, you know, working through wholesale. So we have more people buying at consumer level, but we move more product through our wholesale channel.
How do you go about like finding wholesalers? Do they come to you or do you find them? Do you run Facebook ads to them? How does that work?
It's a little bit of both. So in our professional industry, there's a lot of networking and we use representative groups that, you know, can go in, make sales calls. We, you know, luckily I've been in this business for my entire career. So really calling up people, you know, and networking and just begging, sometimes begging, sometimes it's a lot easier for just a few minutes in front of the buyers and, you know, really working with them to show them how, you know, our brand can be a really great addition to their business.
You're in a very competitive market space where you've got a lot of big players with a lot of money. How do you stay competitive and stand out in that space?
That's a great question. And it's something that we are constantly having to evaluate because, you know, in this business, there are giant brands and there are lots of smaller brands like ourselves who are trying to get bigger. But you know what? When it comes down to it, all we can do at the end of the day is be who we are, right? So we know who we are as a brand and just try to use that to our best ability to get our word out. So we know that we are very, Well, I said a little bit at the beginning, right? So we know the products that we have are easy to use. They're affordable. They're fun. They truly work, right? And they're not overly fancy. They don't have to be. We can give you amazing formulations in an adorable package and have you feel good about what you're using at that great price. But, you know, it's who we are. And as long as we stay true to who we are and we use, you know, our same, you know, our words and how we approach it, and we're genuine, and we keep our social presence very genuine and not so manufactured because that's not who we are. We really do, you know, service our customers. I answer the Instagram. So, you know, sometimes it's me that answers back someone on Instagram, or I personally will message a blogger or an influencer over our page. It's not some hired help. I mean, we love being, you know, on the front lines and being really authentic.
Well, it's easy to get caught up in feeling like you're the small guy, but if you look around in other industries inside e-commerce itself, there's a lot of direct-to-consumer brands that are gaining a lot of edge. And like, for example, men's razors. Who is it? Gillette, or I think it's Gillette. Like, they're losing. I forget the exact stats, but they had something like they had the majority of the razor market like 10 years ago. Now, because of Harry's and Dollar Shave Club and all these other direct-to-consumer companies, now those companies each have like 5 or 10% each, and they're taking away this market share. And I think it's the same thing for other industries too, and this might be what you're doing to other companies in your space. Like, more people are buying directly from the companies through their Shopify stores or through wherever versus trying to get your product in Target and buy through there.
You know what? You're exactly right. And I think it goes back to just the mentality, especially through social media, where we all like to discover things, right? Whether it's this cool new artist on Spotify or it's this awesome little boutique brand that I can buy directly from that has, you know, really new designs and really, unique fashion, right? And I think it's the same thing for hair care and for skincare. Is people love to discover. So we love when people discover us because they feel like, hey, this is like a community of people just like me using hair care, using, you know, and I want to learn how to get the look. And if I follow them, they show me all these cool images. They teach me how to do the steps. I can message them directly. The customer service is great. So that hopefully, and what we put, you know, put towards it, that right there will start to filter through our customers and new customers, and they start kind of picking up who we are and like to be part of our group and steal market share away.
Yeah, people eat up community and they eat up like valuable educational content, which sounds like that's exactly what you guys are focusing on the direct-to-consumer side of your business.
Yeah, well, even sharing, because, you know, a lot of brands in our space too always focus on, you know, giant hairdressers who are amazing and who are big in the industry and have been around for a long time and are really telling you how to do your hair every day. But we don't necessarily have that luxury, and that wasn't what we were founded on. But what we love to do is share about all the hairdressers who are in the country, who are behind the chair every day, who also do amazing work but might not get noticed because they're not a big name or they're not a head of a company. So what we like to do is take that position and let it work for us and just share. So we're all out sharing about hairdressers that use our brand and use our products each day, and it has proved really successful for us in making so many new friends across the country.
So recently, this is jumping back a little bit. You said that you guys launched some new products. How did you launch your new product? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
We first started to tease about it. You know, we started dropping hints here and there.
How early did you tease? Like months in advance?
No, you know what? To maybe our wholesalers, we would. But when it comes to our direct-to-consumers and to our salons, you can't tease too early because people will want it. And so if you don't have it right then and there to sell to them, sometimes it's really hard to contain the excitement. So we certainly just waited a few weeks before. And then I guess about 2 or 3 weeks before, we really started to drop hints. And we had a fun little contest that we did. And we got a bunch of girls to try the product. So lots of different hair types represented and age groups. And we had them try the product so that we could use their information for some stats and give some really good feedback so that when we launched the product, we could share this awesome feedback with people so that they feel confident. And we had reviews on the product. So this, you know, truly helped us so that when we finally did launch it and we finally had it up for sale, we already had people who had used it and it had proven to be successful for them.
What was the contest?
We call it our Fanatic of the Year. So at Fave 4, we really like to use F words, nice F words all the time. And we call our fans the Fanatics. And so last year we started it with a Fanatic of the Year contest. And then this year we also had a Fanatic of the Year. And funny enough, we loved all of the girls who applied and we made so many new friends that we now have 2 professional Fanatic of the Years and 4 girls that we found all over the U.S. that are going to be our extended teammates for a fun year.
Are you capturing leads from this? Is it more like building a relationship with your customer base?
So the main point was to build a relationship with our customer base and find a group of girls who could help us to get the Fave 4 name out and become little ambassadors for the brand and use their talents and whether they're hairdressers or even if they're, consumers who people love to, you know, hear about or could be influencers for us and just really to build, to help us build our community.
Are these people that you're seeking out where it's like they have a specific amount of followers or it's just whoever yeah. fits the mold and it's like they just promote you kind of organically to whoever?
Right. We went out and just asked for people to join the contest. So we didn't go seek certain people. We left it open for people to come to us. And, that was by design because we really wanted those who truly wanted to be a part of our extended, we also call it family, another great F word, part of our extended family. And so, we really just took advantage of meeting these awesome new people to be part of our team.
Sweet. And what were the results of the launch like?
Well, we're still in it.
Oh.
So we came up with, we've done the contest, but we're still in our launch phase. So in fact, we've had our soft launch online and now we're working and all of our orders should be shipping and arriving at our distributors in the next day or so. And so we'll have a bigger launch throughout the salons in the U.S.
Sweet. How's it going so far?
Good. It's super exciting because it's such a timely product too. It's a great time for a launch because the product is called Take Me to Tahiti and it's a moisture mask. So of course it takes you to water and moisture and islands and amazing hair and spring break. It's something you'll want to use before, during, and after spring break for sure. You know, the weather is warming up. I think we're all done with winter. So this is such a good feel good and it smells smells like an island and kind of looks like an island as well. It's got palm trees on the front, palm leaves on the front, and it's got organic coconut and organic shea butter. And it's a good one.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear it's going well. So Jesse James Decker, who is this person and what is her significance to your business?
So Jesse Decker is someone that we have worked with that organically found our product line and posted about us on Instagram. So that was really fun because It really helped to build some brand awareness for us. And then we started to work with her and created some fun hair perfumes for her and a few body products as well.
Yeah, and just some context, if you don't know who she is, she's a country singer, right?
Yes, she is.
With like 3 million Instagram followers.
She's an adorable country singer who's a mama and an entrepreneur herself and is married to Eric Decker.
Like, is it her own brand or is it her, like, a product through Fave 4?
Yeah. So it was a blush. It was called Blush Your Hair. And it started as this this collaboration with Jesse and Fave 4. And we came out with these amazing scents that were hair perfumes. And so hair perfumes are super cool because you're getting the benefit of a traditional perfume, but it's in a much lighter spray so that you're able to kind of spray it in the hair. And then the alcohol disappears and what lands on your hair is the amazing fragrance. And so she has great taste in fragrance and loves to kind of pick them out. And so she had picked a few fragrances that we launched.
So for other businesses that might have the opportunity to work with somebody who has a large Instagram following and fan base, like, would you recommend that?
You know what? I think it depends on the business, and I think it depends on where you are in your development and with, you know, the growth of your business. It's important to partner with the right person. Jesse was so much fun for us, and it was a great way for us to build some brand awareness and to do some fun projects for sure. But I think it's certainly a choice for you and your business because, you know, there's a lot that comes with that, and finding the right partner is so key.
All right. So it's not just like, okay, this person's kind of famous, they could help us. It's like, you want to make sure they're a good fit and a good person because ultimately you're basically becoming business partners, right?
That's right. That's right. And so, you know, Jesse has amazing hair. And so that was super fun for us for sure. And she, you know, has such a great taste in, like I said, in perfumes and in fashion. So it proved to be really, you know, fun partnership.
That's good to hear. So just as we wrap up here, what's next for Fave 4 and how are you going to get there?
Ooh, wow. That could take another hour. So what's next for Fave 4? We have a few product launches up our sleeve for this year, but I think our main strategy is to really connect more with our fans, our fanatics over social media, and really deliver to them what they've been asking for. So we get asked more than anything about, you know, how to use the products, even in more detail than what we've been given. You know, they want to know where to find the products. So at this point, we just want to be accessible. We want people to be able to find us. If that's in more salons, that's exactly where we need to be. If it's more tutorials so that people really learn how to use the products, if it's, you know, and how to create cool styles, we want to be there for our fanatics. So more products in their hands and more ways for them to engage with us and feel great about the styles they're creating and that they're doing it the right way. Because you know what? Sometimes it's hard. And so we want to assist them and help everybody feel really great about it. So lots of tutorials, lots of videos, a lot more presence, and easier for them to find us.
Yeah, customer first is definitely the way to go. Just like, even if, like, I mean, what you're doing is not asking for a sale right away. You're just helping them use your product more. And what I find with myself is whenever I get into something or I want to learn something, I find the resource on it. And then whatever I'm reading, if I find out there's a product behind it or something that's kind of the solution to my problems, I end up just buying that product or working with that person because it's kind of exactly what I'm looking for. And I've already had a taste and I know what it's like. And I know they have good stuff.
That's right. It's establishing a rapport, right? So it's we want them to believe us first for who we are, and then we can sell them product afterwards. Because what we don't want is any, we don't want any buyer's remorse, right? We want them to feel really good about their purchases and come back.
And yeah, especially come back. That's really a great, because I think too many, first, spending money on ads and acquiring a customer it's like 5, 6, 10 times more, depending on who you ask, to acquire a new customer than it is to retain one. And so by doing that, you might not be growing your new customers, but your revenue is still going to go up because people need to keep buying hairspray.
That's right. You got to have it.
All right. So before we sign off, do you have any closing thoughts or words of advice to end on?
I think the most important thing that we've learned over the last few years is just to truly be in your business every day, to monitor every little thing, really understand your customers. Don't just look at the numbers that are coming through, but look at who they are and how they're buying and their habits and where to find them, because all of those important things play a role in how you're going to speak to them and the language you're going to use and how often you're going to do it. There's no magic. I don't think there's a magic algorithm to that, but the more you understand, I think the smarter off you'll be.
That's great advice. Where can we go to learn more about you and your company?
So our website is fave4.com. If you'd like to follow us on Instagram, where we have the most fun, that is at fave4hair. And we always use the number 4, not the word.
Awesome. I'll be sure to link that in the description. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Lynn.
Awesome. Thank you, Dylan.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode. I hope you got something valuable out of it. Subscribe to get notified when new episodes drop. And if you want to work with me, head over to wavebreak.co to learn more. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you next week.